May 18th, 2012, Part 1 in the morning. St. Thomas Aquinas says, Praise be to Jesus. When I speak to you of discernment, such as I am today, I do not refer to random opinions about everyday affairs which do not assail reputation. I speak of the opinions expressed as expert conclusions, which are used to harm organizations, ministries, apparitions, visionaries, and heaven's intended work, such as we have here. This is where rash judgment and discernment must be more clearly defined. Rash judgment is not based upon the truth. The lies of rash judgment are circulated unjustly. This could have as its root many causes. Perhaps the truth was never sought out. Perhaps jealousy took hold or fear of loss of control. Sometimes rash judgment, which is one with false discernment, is expressed through the desire for self-importance. Yes, some do try to build up self-reputation by tearing down the reputation of others. This is never of God. Hasty and superficial efforts should never be a part of deciding for or against messages, apparitions, or any of heaven's efforts in the world. Self-gain must never be part of the discernment process, nor should preconceived opinions or any negative motive come into play. Ulterior motives open the door to misinformation. All discernment must be based upon truth. The soul of truth is holy love. The soul of holy love is truth. No one can justify a judgment outside of this. A note is included. Errant decisions regarding this apparition site have occurred previously on messages that have been received since 1985. Part 2 in the afternoon. St. Thomas Aquinas says, Praise be to Jesus. I have returned. I have yet more to say about rash judgment, discernment. Please realize that many who tout their powers of discernment have nothing more than a bad case of spiritual pride. They come across as having the only and final opinion on a certain apparition, message, or ministry. They may see what they purport as an error in one message according to their expertise, and proclaim loudly, even worldwide, that none of the messages are true. Every grace that is given by way of apparitions, messages, and more requires a response from mankind. If, through spiritual pride, a soul chooses to disbelieve, or worse yet, to oppose the graces offered, he is answerable to God. He is not only answerable for his own lack of positive response, but for the many prayers left unsaid due to his negative influence. The overall bouquet of any heavenly apparition is all the graces put together, exuding the heavenly fragrance of a call to conversion. Discernment of apparitions needs to step out of the dark ages where every reported apparition provokes some negative response.